From the desk of Joshua Jones, this is your daily QuantHub briefing. In AI and technology, NVIDIA is pushing neural rendering from frame enhancement toward 3D-guided real-time generation, narrowing the gap between interactive graphics and film quality production. The signal is broader than gaming, simulation, digital twins, training environments, and product visualization may soon demand GPU roadmaps tied to immersive AI workloads, not just conventional compute. AI literacy is becoming a credibility issue, not an elective skill. Schools that still teach AI as a tool module, rather than a management discipline, risk graduating leaders who cannot set policy, judge model outputs, or redesign workflows. Faculty development and assessment standards now need to move faster than curriculum committees prefer. OpenAI's reported Astra trajectory points toward more capable models with potentially serious cyber abilities, while public details remain uneven and sometimes speculative. Procurement teams should treat the next model cycle as a governance event. Update red team thresholds, access tiers, incident plans, and vendor contracts before capabilities arrive in production. Claude's updated system prompt shows how model behavior is increasingly shaped by explicit policy layers around copyright, refusals, and user interaction. That is a useful teaching artifact. Students should learn that AI outputs reflect product governance choices, legal exposure, and institutional risk appetite, not simply neutral model intelligence. Microsoft's language around contracted backlog, excluding OpenAI, suggests large buyers are preparing for a less dependent, more diversified AI stack. The practical move is to avoid single-provider architecture, preserve abstraction layers, test open and proprietary alternatives, and negotiate contracts that protect switching rights, data portability, and capacity guarantees. The labor market signal remains awkward for simplistic AI replacement narratives. Projections point to modest workforce growth, but much higher output expectations. Business schools should make AI fluency inseparable from operations, finance, marketing, and leadership courses, because graduates will be judged on productivity redesign, not on knowing prompts in isolation. AI infrastructure is shifting from generic data centers toward purpose-built AI factories, while power, memory, and construction constraints are raising costs across the supply chain. Capital planners should expect AI capacity to become a board-level constraint, with location strategy, energy access, chip availability, and workload yield shaping competitive advantage. In operator briefs, one operator-focused source frames the AI market as three competing camps. Model providers, chip suppliers, and application layer agents, each trying to own the customer relationship. The practical move is to keep enterprise AI spend modular, separating memory, workflow data, compute commitments, and user interfaces so no single vendor controls renewal leverage. The creator discussion around AI brain rot is a useful curriculum warning. Fluency cannot mean passive delegation. Programs should teach when to use AI, when to reason unaided, and how to audit outputs, because employers will value graduates who preserve judgment while using automation to expand throughput. The reported rupture around a coding agent product shows that foundation model access is now strategic infrastructure, not a routine API dependency. Engineering leaders should assume popular developer tools can lose access, change economics, or face vendor conflict, making multi-model routing, local fallbacks, and source code governance commercially important. The focus on keeping only useful AI skills points to a larger managerial discipline. Reusable workflows matter more than novelty prompts. Schools' training managers and analysts should emphasize process libraries, evaluation rubrics, and handoff standards so students learn to build durable operating systems around AI rather than scattered personal tricks. One creator source argues the compute economy is moving into a geopolitical phase where chip supply, energy access, sovereign capacity, and export controls shape competitive advantage. Strategy teams should treat AI infrastructure like a constrained industrial input, stress testing growth plans against capacity bottlenecks rather than assuming unlimited cloud elasticity. The coverage of OpenAI's upcoming model with advanced cyber capability makes AI governance more concrete and less abstract. Administrators should update executive education and cybersecurity curricula around dual-use models, procurement controls, red team practice, and incident response, because boards will increasingly ask leaders to govern capability, not merely adopt tools. In geopolitics, Middle East risk remains an energy price problem before it is a diplomatic story. One geopolitical analyst's framing suggests Iran's regime is less internally split than some Washington assumptions imply, so executives should plan for a longer disruption window around Gulf shipping, insurance, fuel surcharges, and supplier contracts tied to oil volatility. The Iran coverage is a useful case study in how misreading internal decision structures can distort policy forecasts. Courses on negotiation, political risk, and energy markets should stress that fragmented authority does not always mean imminent compromise. It can also mean slower commitments, ambiguous signals, and higher tail risk for global firms. Ukraine's ability to pressure Russian air defenses near the capital signals that the war is moving deeper into strategic vulnerability rather than frozen attrition. Companies exposed to Europe should expect defense spending, drone countermeasures, cyber resilience, and infrastructure hardening to remain budget priorities across NATO economies. The Russia-Ukraine signal belongs in leadership education as an operations lesson, not only a security module. Modern conflict is compressing lessons on drones, logistics, autonomy, procurement speed, and resilience. Business schools should bring defense industrial cases into strategy and supply chain teaching while European firms retool around dual-use capability. The broader geopolitical analyst consensus points to a world where great power rivalry, AI regulation fights, energy insecurity, and fiscal pressure reinforce each other. Planning teams should replace single-base forecasts with scenario ranges, higher capital costs, regulatory divergence between the US and Europe, commodity spikes, and periodic supply chain fragmentation are now operating assumptions. In positive developments, OpenAI's reported expansion of ChatGPT healthcare tools into EHR integration and Epic-supported workflows points to AI moving from consumer advice toward clinical operations, where secure data access could reduce administrative drag. That wraps up your daily briefing. You've got this today. Go make it a great one.